Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Vav Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to be finishing off Siman Taryab Tuf Reishud Beis and starting Taryag Tuf Reishud Gimel. So we begin on the very last line of Ayin Vav Omud Aleph with Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes Kas. Kas means, the Ramah tells us, Pirush, Shekosas Upatsa Osam Bishinav. If you chew something, you chop something up with your teeth. Now, what are we talking about? Pilpele, talking about peppers, or zangvila. What is zangvila? Zangvila, the Mishneh Berurah will tell us, is usually translated as ginger. Now, if a person does this on Yom Kippur, so the Mechaber tells us, if they are dried out, they're desiccated, then potter, that's not considered achila. The lo chazul achila. It's not really royal achila. And as we said, this is potter avalosser. It's not an issa deraisa, but you can't do this, midir rabbanon. However, the name retuvim, but if they're moist, so then it's a chiyav deraisa, chayav deraisa. Now, the Ber HaGola tells us over here at end of the Ber HaGola, kach hi hagirsa b'chol sifri ha-rambam shibedenu. This girsa that we just said is based upon the Rambam. But he says, why tos who should offer a sorb? He says, it's possibly a mistake, because we don't find such a chilik over here between whether it's moist or whether it's dry in the Gemara, in the Tor, or in the Beis Yosef itself. In any event, let's see the Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Chav Beis, where he tells us that kas, chewing this, chopping it up with your teeth, umayri shibolim, we're talking about here that you swallowed it as well. The lav hachi afilu retuvim potter, because if you didn't swallow it, so then even if they're moist, everybody would agree that that would not be an issa deraisa. So why is it called over here, this chewing is called kas or kisisa? Bishum the pilpel yovesh o zangvil, because this pepper that's dry or the zangvil, and again, here's where the Mishneh Berurah tells us, shekorim ingber, it's called ingber, which is ginger. Hu davar she'ein darkon lechol, it's not something that's normally eaten, and that's why v'lochein patur b'deraisa. And again, here the Mishneh Berurah points out a very important statement, v'chol patur di'it marhacha, every time that we wrote over here that it's patur meant midiraisa, aval also midirabon. Patur midiraisa, aval also midirabon. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Nos Chafei, he brings down, this is the opinion of the Rambam, the Itur, Shibol HaLeket, the Miri, the Prichadosh, but this is not like the opinion of the Avi HaEzri, which says that it's not an issa d'rabon. In any event, the issue footnote number 31 brings down, this is davko kisho ochel b'vdeyaskon, if you're eating it by itself, but if you eat it with something else, for example, you have sugar on it, so then, we learned previously in Simon Reishu Beis, in regards to Birchas HaNenin, that then you do have to make a bracha on it, because that's the normal way to eat it. Sif test, the Mechaber writes, Hashoseh b'Yom Kippur, if somebody drinks on Yom Kippur, so there's a minimum shear here as well. Again, chatzi shear is also mandatory, you're not allowed to drink anything on Yom Kippur, but in order to be over the chiyav of a chatas, or Rachman al-Islam of Kares, so then Malo Lugmov, you have to have a mouthful. The Ramah explains Pirush, Malo Pib, a mouthful. Chayiv, in that situation, would be Chayiv on a Daraisa level, Kares or a Chatos, Rachman al-Islam. Mishbur explains Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Kimlu l'Rabbanan, because the rabbis had a Kabbalah, they had a tradition, the Bashir Zeb, with this Malo Lugmov, Zeb Mis Yashiv Daito Shalodim, that is going to give you Yesuve Das, like we spoke about with eating, it gives you a relief from being afflicted from hunger. So too, this gives you a relief from being afflicted from thirst. For also Mimenu Inui, the affliction goes away, and therefore you're over the Yisud Daraisa. The issue footnote number 34 brings down differences in regards to Atanis Tzibur versus Yom Kippur Ayin Sham. Chaber continues and says, when we figure out this size over here, Malo Lugmov, that is going to depend on each person. Here, it depends on the size of the person. A very large person has a large mouth, will have a different shear of drinking Malo Lugmov, Malo Piv, versus a smaller person. As opposed to, in regards to food, we said that a Kosteves Hagasa will remove the affliction of the famine of not eating, no matter what size you are. Now he says, v'lo malo lugmov mamish, and it doesn't literally mean a malo lugmov, which means both sides full, elekadeshi yasalkenu l'tzad echad b'fiv, but it means that if you would push it all to one side, and it would pop out, it would bubble out on that side, v'yerek malo lugmov, and it looks like your cheek is full on that side, that is considered the shear of malo lugmov. The Mishneh Berurah brings down Sivkot and Chav Dalet. Rav Shlomo and the Mechaber told us here that it depends on the size of the person. The Kan here, ain't a shear shovel holodom. Not everybody has the same shear, kimo b'achilu b'sif aleph, like we said in regards to eating. Mishum, because the le'inyan shasi, in regards to drinking, kim ludu rachamim, the chom had a kabbalah, the lo miyasvi daiti shalotim, ele below lugmov di day. In regards to drinking, as opposed to ochel, food, in regards to drinking, a person will only be satisfied based upon drinking enough to fill up his mouth. As opposed to eating, everybody's going to remove that hunger if you have a koseves hagasa. The issue foot number 35 brings down, what about various types of frozen liquids such as ices or ice cream? So what is their status? Are they considered like a solid or like a liquid? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Yitochin Shilin Yom Kippur, in regards to Yom Kippur, it depends, Ayidei Zeh Misyashev Es Daito, if it goes and satisfies you. So then, Tzuras Achila, No Senetz Lem Shem Maichol. So then the fact that you're eating this ice cream with a spoon, so that turns it into an Ocham. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, in regards to ices, Shetolu Yadovor Hayim Nachnisu Lepiv Derech Metzitza, are you sucking it like ices? Shezeh Nechshav Kamashka, then it's like a drink, and you'd have the shear of Malo Lugmov, as opposed to if you chew it, if you bite it, then it would be like a food, and the shear would be a kosevis. And finally, Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal, he brings down, Shadavar Toli B'delilus Hadavar, it depends how watery it is. If it's very watery, something like Lebin, so then the din is like a mashke, it has the status of being a liquid. As opposed to if it's something like a cheese, so then he says, Enu Delila, that's not really watery, so then it would have the status of being a Maichel. Brings down as well from Shelos Shuvus Orlitzion, if you have certain types of frozen foods that are made out of milk products, for example, leban or things like that, shalagabi shira ma'echol dinam ka'ochel, in regards to the shear, so then you look at the shear like ochel, and that would be a kosevis. However, in regards to the time period to eat them, as we'll learn, there's a different time period over here for drinking the liquids. It's not kedei achilas pras. So he says, in regards to the time period, then you follow the time period for a liquid, which is a much shorter time period. Finally, he brings down, what about honey? So he brings down Rav Pinchas Sheinberg's Zatzal. So he says that it's totally ba'ofen hashimush, depending on what you're using it for. If you're using it in a liquid type of a way, then it has the shear of a liquid. If you're using it in a solid type of a way, then it has the shear of a solid. And finally, if somebody swallows a raw egg, this was Chazonim used to do, in order to go and make their throats softer and smoother so they could sing better. So in this situation, he says, it's considered ochel and not a drink. Dishavu number 36 brings out, what happens if you have something in your mouth, like dentures? Does that make your shear of Malo Lugmov smaller, or do you view the shear as still as if you didn't have dentures there? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted in the Sefer Nishmas Avram by Dr. Abraham Ben Abraham, Shlita, one of the most foremost people in medical ethics, halacha today, who was a close Talmud of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and he wrote the beautiful volume on medical halacha called the Nishmas Avram. So he writes down that Shlomo Zalman was mistopic, what you view the dentures in this place as if they were there or if not there. I in the rest of this footnote for other opinions as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chaf Hei writes that when we say that you don't have the both sides, it's just one side, that's called the Malo Lugma of Rotsu Lomar. The Lo Bina Shei Shnei Halachayai Milei Mashke. We don't fill up both cheeks. Eladai Shei Echad Mualei Ubalei. It's enough that you have one side filled up so it like swells up and it looks like that side is fully blown up. Elish Oziyar Mimela Kilu Shteim Kalem. And that looks like both are filled. Machaber continues and says, "Pachos, how much is the share of a Malo Lugma?" He says, "It's pachos mi revius ba'adam benini. This is a little bit less than revius for an average sized person." Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chavav tells us, "Mashma du korv revius. It's close to revius, a little bit less, but close to revius. However, besimin reish ayin aleph sif yud gimel kasev duhu rubosh revius. It's the majority of revius." And he says, "Ayin in the Ber Halacha Shom over there as well." The issue footnote number 37 and 38 have additional details about this, Ayin Sham, and the issue footnote number 39 explains what the Ber Hetev over there said, which is the Rishonim have a machlokis in this regard, Ayin Sham, in this the issue footnote as well. The Shari Tshuva here on Adap in Dibra Maslo Kimlo Lugmov says that the Dogel Merovava says, Al Kopachosu Yoser Michatz Revius. Whatever she is saying, it's less than a Revius, but it's certainly more than a half of a Revius. That's for certain. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chaf Zayin tells us that lefamim hamalo lugma be revius or yosim revius. He says for some people it could be that the malo lugma is actually a revius or even greater than a revius. Could go ba'adam gadol yosef for a very large sized person, or vice versa for a very small person. Ba'adam katan the malo lugma of didei who pachas be revius. It's far less than the majority of revius. And in each situation, gam ken chayv, it depends on the person. Given the miyasi daite aydeze, because whatever size the person is, if he has a below lugma, that will satisfy his basic thirst desires, and therefore it would remove the inoy of thirst, and that is the issu daraisa. Chaba continues and says, "Chola mashkim itzdar from michal shir. All different liquids can combine to make the shir." And the Rama adds, "Haga shosa mashkin sheina ruinly shasir." But if a person drinks liquids that aren't really potable, Kigon, for example, tzir, which is fish brine, or murius, another type of fish brine, the chometz chai, or raw vinegar, so then potter, that is considered, again, potter mi d'oraisa, but chayev mi d'rabbanan. However, he says, avo chometz mazuk, but if you have diluted chometz, it's diluted with water, so then chayev, then you would in fact be chayev. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Ches tells us that tzir is defined as who masha shosis min a dog. That's what flows out of the fish kishornus of melech when you put it in salty water. And murius, this type of fish, Brian, who shuman, it's the fatty part of the fish hayosim min a dog when it comes out of the fish. Then Sivkot and Chavtes, he says, the chometz chai, what is that? So he says, v'davka shimavaveya kimashlich nosu alor. It's like it sparkles, it bubbles when you pour it on the ground. That's what it means, raw vinegar. Does eino roi l'shasiya, that's not really potable or drinkable. Upat rafilu shosahar beyosim mikashiya. And that, even if you drink a large amount, even much more than a blow lugmav, you would be potim in deraisa, because the kemen shu chometz, because it's bitter vinegar, chosuk tvei, it's very strong, and maziko, it actually damages you, it's certainly not going to be yisuve daite in any way. And Dishavu number 42 brings down the same halacha applies in regards to making a bracha on something like this. Shein mevarach al chometz. You don't make a bracha on chometz. Shemivaveya kishemachlich loretz. This stuff that bubbles when it goes to the ground. That's too strong. You don't make a bracha on that either. Just like it's not considered the yisuve daite on Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah brings down the Yesh Omrim, the Kishoshosa Harbe, Chayev Mishum Da'osh Shover Ravono. Others say, no, that if you drink a lot of this, it will destroy your thirst. And therefore, it is a chiv min haTorah, and haTorah omra asher lo su'unet. You shouldn't become no longer afflicted. And this way you'll become no longer afflicted. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes, everybody agrees, it's also l'kul yama afilu b'purta. Certainly, you're not allowed to even have a little bit of it midrabbanan. And there's your foot number 44 brings down. Similarly, if a person swallows their vomit, let's say a person sticks his finger in the back of his mouth and brings up some vomit, and then he swallows that down, so then that is not allowed to be done on Yom Kippur, because that technically would be considered a problem as well. Likewise, swallowing the saliva that gathers in your mouth, that's normally not considered a problem. You're not intending to drink it. However, if you have a spittle that's essentially been in your mouth and you're about to spit it out, so then to swallow that might be somewhat of a problem. Ayin in the rest of this footnote for a lot of these details. And he concludes this footnote, the issue for number 44, with the idea, what about phlegm and other things like that that come up from inside your chest, inside your respiratory tract, and then you bring them up. So the Makor Chaim brings down Shibavadai Ein Bivliyosu Mishum Isser Yom Kippur. That's not considered a food. That's a problem of Bash Shaktu. You should do disgusting things, but that's not considered an Ochel or a Mashke on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lama tells us that for this chometz that is diluted, he says the roi huli shasiya. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lama tells us that is edible, palatable, and therefore that's why you chayv. Sifyot, the Mechaber writes, if a person drank a little bit and then he drank a little bit more, so again, this is Pachas B'Kashir, and then he drinks also Pachas B'Kashir to add up to the shear, so it depends how much time is in between the two sips. It's just like with eating. If between the start of the first drinking and the conclusion of the second drinking, you have the same amount of time that it would have taken you, less than a Kadesh Shasiyas Revias, you could have drunk a Revias during this period of time, so then Mitztarf and L'Kashir, then they do combine, and that is considered a significant shear, and you'd be chayv min haTorah. However, if there's not enough time to have drunk revias during that period of time, so let's say you drank half of the shear now, and then 20 minutes later you drank another half of the shear, aimet starfer, you wouldn't be over the issur d'oraisa. Now, Chava continues, and he says, the yeshomim, however, there is another opinion, this is brought that way to Torah in the name of the Ravid, based upon a Bryce and Croesus, to combine these drinkings, kidei achilas pras, kimot seruf achilas. Some say that you don't look at it as a kidei shasiyas revias, but use the same shear of kidei achilas pras like we do for ochel, a much longer shear. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Aleph tells us that this opinion of the Yesh Omrim, Miloshen Mechaber, Mashma, Do'ikar, Kidei Arishona. For the fact that the Mechaber calls this a Yesh Omrim, it implies that the first opinion is the correct one. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Pre-Chadosh and the Gro disagree. Aval Pre-Chadosh and the Gro Kosu, Do'ikar, Kidei Ashniya, that you use the shear of Kidei Achilas Pras for this, and not the shear of Kidei Shishtiyas Revias. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Mutter ligab Yom Kippur be'ochlin u'mashkin. Person is allowed to go and touch ochlin and mashkin on Yom Kippur, for example, to give to your young children. That's not a problem. And the reason is, the lo chayshinim, we're not concerned that maybe you'll forget. Shiyocha lo yishta imiga. Brings down from the Trumas Hadeshin that we're not concerned that the parent or the adult will go and forget themselves and eat. So therefore, there is no isser for them to touch and prepare the food for the younger children that have to go and eat on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Lamed Beis. V'lo dami, this is not comparable to chometz v'pesach, where we said, al chometz v'pesach, she'osu ligabo, don't come and touch it, because mishum shema yavo liyachlo, because you may come to go and eat it. Now, how come there's this distinction? So the issue footnote 47 says, because on Yom Kippur, there's no problem in giving it to ketanim. So therefore, there's no problem in you touching it. It's not considered muktza for you because you're giving it to other people. So it's therefore it's not a problem. It's not considered muktza. That is the opinion that brought down in the name of the Ramah. However, others disagree. The Shel Shuvas Rekiva Eger says, he does think that they're muktza. And he says, or Sameach holds the same way. Even though they're roy for a katan. Then he brings down, if there are no ketanim around, for example, he says it's an army base, when there are no ketanim around, so then Rav Yashu says, the taka, in that situation, these machalim would be considered muktza on Yom Kippur. Finally, Dershu footnote number 48 brings down, from the Bir Halacha, she'osugam l'riach chametz, you're not even allowed to touch chametz, you can't even go and smell chametz, because again, the concern that you may come to go and eat it. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, so he gives us a different reason that we just brought down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, Kidemuchach Leil B'Simin Tov Mem Vav Siv Gimel, Mishum Mishab Pesach Hu Ocho Shad Dvarim. On Pesach, there's a concern that you'll forget yourself if you don't have the muktza categorization of the chametz. Since you're eating other foods, you're going to forget yourself and you'll eat the muktza chametz as well. Therefore, the rabbis were concerned about this and made it muktza. As opposed to Mashen came Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, the Badil Michol Dover Achila Shziah. You're not eating anything. So therefore, you won't get confused and by accident eat the things that you're feeding to your child because you're not eating anything. Furthermore, the terror and awe and fear of Yom Kippur will always be present. Therefore, we're less afraid that you'll forget on Yom Kippur as opposed to with chametz. And even if your young child could go and take the food for themselves, there's no reason to be machmir in this situation. This concludes the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Yud Beis, and now we start Taryag, the 613 Siman in Shulchan Aruch, which deals with Issa Rechitza Yom Kippur, washing on Yom Kippur, that is not allowed. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, also Lirchotz B'Yom HaKippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur, not with hot water, not with cold water, Bein Mechamim Bein Metzonein, V'afilu L'Hoshinetz Bo B'Maim, even to put your finger into the water is also, it's not permitted, there's an Issa Rechitza on Yom Kippur. He adds, V'im Hoyu Yodav O'Raglav O'Shar Gufu Meluchlochem B'Tit, but that's an isser of tainog, of enjoyment. But if you have a finger or a hand or a foot or any other part of your body that's filthy, it's muluchlochen betit. It has all sorts of dirt on it, has tar on it, pitch on it. Obitzoa, or you have some sort of excrement, or tzoa could also be just a term for dirt. Oshenotaf dam mechotma, or you had like a nosebleed and you are dirty because the crusted blood is all over your face. In this situation, so the Mechaber writes, Mutur l'rochtzim, you'd be allowed to go and wash that area, shelo osru, el rechitza shel tainik. The Torah only prohibits a washing, a rechitza that is pleasurable, but not a rechitza that just is done to remove dirt. Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Kornalef, mikom makom tzorich lizar, still a person has to be very careful when he is washing a permissible thing, shelo yirchatz al makom tunap. You're only allowed to wash the dirty part, you can't wash the other parts. And if you have a whole hand is dirty in a whole bunch of different places, or any part of your body is dirty in a bunch of different places, and it would be very difficult to just wash the dirty places and not the clean places. If you have to wipe away each little spot, it would take you half an hour. And if you just put your hand under the sink, you could wash it away in a minute. So then, then you'd be allowed to actually put your entire body into a bath or a shower to clean yourself off, to get the dirt off of you. But when you're getting rid of this dirt, when you're washing yourself, you should have kavan. So you're not doing this for the pleasure of washing, just to get rid of the schmutz on you. We'll learn in Yitzchak tomorrow's shir. Tisha footnote number one discusses, is this only with water that the Issur Rechitza exists, or does it exist with other things as well? So the Nahar Shalom brings down two opinions. He first brings down the Pri Chodesh, who says that the Issur Rechitza includes even with other mashkim, it's osur. On the other hand, he himself, the Nahar Shalom, says that the Issur is only with Rechitza with mayim, and he bases it upon the fact that the Mechaber here writes, he's medayik in the Loshon of the Mechaber, who says that it's mayim, you're not allowed to wash with mayim. And this is also the Rashash, who says that the raya is masha sicha b'shemen enu asura b'tzad rechitza. Sicha, anointing with oil, isn't asur with a subcategory of rechitza. It's a separate category of anointing, because rechitza is only with water and not with oil. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Beis, he says, the rechitza is only isser of rechitza shel tainik. From this, it appears, the im hazeah harbe, if you're very, very sweaty, if you're excessively sweaty, then you'd be allowed to go wash yourself off to get rid of the excessive sweat. It's not for pleasure purposes. However, if somebody's not a fussy person, and he doesn't really need to do this, it'd be better not to do this, even to get rid of this excessive sweat. just like you're not allowed to go anoint yourself with oil, to get rid of this foul odor. We'll learn that next week or so. With this, we conclude today's shir.